Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Dan Guthrie is here. So this storm coming in for the weekend carrying a little bit more of a punch than we thought.
Yeah, the models are really starting to step up the moisture that's coming in. And it's not even that. Even today, if you're traveling south or east of the Wasatch Front, you're going to be looking at some wet conditions. Snow levels will be about 5,500 feet. So expect snow above that. Higher passes expect winter driving conditions. And then this weekend, the snow's going to get started around midnight-ish on Saturday morning. It'll start with snow levels around 6,000 feet, so below that rain-to-rain snow mix, but it will be plummeting to the valley floors by the evening, and it looks like we'll see accumulating snow overnight. Now, by the time you get Sunday morning, that's when snow showers will get lighter, scattered, accumulating snow will be done, basically flurries by the afternoon, but could be waking up to some accumulating snow on your Christmas, so you'll get your white Christmas.
Yay!
But if you're traveling, Friday looks to be the best day to travel if you're not, other than traveling locally. So
this storm today is just south and east?
Yeah, literally just south of the Wasatch Front. It's going to, and eastwards of the Wasatch Front, everything, if you're heading down I-15 south, if you're going to be on I-70, even if you're heading out to the Uinta Basin, you're going to encounter this in some capacity today.
Okay. All right, right now, downtown, 27 degrees.